This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Although Halloween's one day behind us, there are issues that we have floating around the city that seem to lurk and loom and not sure that they ever go away. And J.P. Morrell, city councilman at large, is here to discuss one of those issues. The Wisner Truss just keeps coming back and back and back, J.P.
It does. It seems like it is like a zombie that every time we think we put it down, with the heirs and all the greedy hanger-ons, they just seem to figure out some way of trying to resuscitate it. What was an interesting twist this time is for the first time, Newell went to the Fourth Circuit and we actually won, as opposed to always having to go to the Supreme Court to get it done right.
It's incredible. A trust that has expired for some way or reason has been on life support for a long time, and everyone's still benefiting except the city that should be the primary beneficiary.
Well, I mean, it's not unusual that when you have a trust with a bunch of heirs who are used to pulling a free check, when it expires and the money's supposed to go to the city as it is, I mean, let's get back to a little bit of history. The mayor illegally continued the trust, and as you know, in that illegal kind of continuation, it served her purposes because she got to get a chunk of money that came directly to her purview with no council oversight. And that was really the exchange in that deal. She got a chunk of money because had the trust dissolved, that money just would have went to the city of New Orleans as citizens and would have been incorporated into the budget as a revenue stream. Instead, the mayor illegally signed a continuation of this trust, which was illegal because the council didn't approve it. She removed all oversight of the money. That became a slush fund to her to send a program she preferred. And the heirs, who got a larger chunk of the trust, even though the trust had expired, they got to have their money, and everyone in their little cabal was happy. And the council, this new council in particular, stepped up. We sued over it, and we just keep winning. And they just keep trying to come up with new zombie solutions so that they can have access to the money. And Newell, the big difference right now is that this council is so fed up with the greedy, awful efforts of the trust and the other heirs that we're not just going after ending the trust, Newell. We're going after getting our money back from all the sums they've illegally obtained since the trust dissolved, which is tens of millions of dollars.
So what happens in this case when you have a public official, the mayor of the city of New Orleans, involve themselves in a decision-making process whereby, by ordinance, does not have the authority to do so? How do you remedy that?
Well, basically, the way we remedied it was by the council suing in its own capacity, and the mayor and the heirs wasting years challenging whether the council had standing. And really, Newell, it's kind of ironic because not only did they lose the case in making us fight this fight by having the Supreme Court establish the council has standing to sue, what the mayor ultimately did, as you probably know, Noel, she weakened the office of the mayor. Because now that we have the standing to sue in Wisner, we have the standing to sue in a whole lot of things where the mayor decides to abuse the law, but abuse the charter, abuse ordinance, that we as a separate recognized legislative branch of government have the standing to intervene. And I mean, Wisner has been the most bombastic and obvious instance of us exerting that power, but I don't doubt that it's some area we're probably going to have to exert that power over and over again over the next year and some change.
Is there ever a case where, like, and I don't know if this is just an exercise of just, you know, doing something for the sake of the appearance of a mandamus against the mayor to come out and undo the deal herself, to compel her under the law to say there's no deal?
We have been in that awkward dance since the start. As you know, we're represented by private counsel because the city attorney chose to take the mayor's side. And that in itself is very, very, very problematic. As you know, the council and the mayor are jointly the city of New Orleans. And yet in every instance we've had, if the mayor takes a different position from the council, the city attorney, this city attorney, sides with the mayor and compels us to get outside counsel, which is expensive. It's expensive and unnecessary, but it's something the city attorney and the mayor together make us do. Now, mind you, our private attorneys are better than the city attorney, which is why we keep winning this case. But to your point, it is very awkward that we, as half of what constitutes the city of New Orleans, do not have the benefit of taxpayer counsel, but the mayor does, to prevent the city council and the citizens of the city from having access to money which we could use to improve the lives of the people of the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, it remind me as to the sum of money that would mean to the city every year.
The numbers fluctuate because obviously it's tied to oil and gas revenue and rentals, but it's easily either directly below or around $10 million a year.
Yeah, so nothing to sneeze at.
Nothing to sneeze at.
You know, the bonding capacity of that would be nice, quite frankly, if there was something you needed to get it done now.
The bonding capacity, I mean, we would have the ability to look at what the potential sale of that property versus the revenue, the one-time. We could do a one-time sale. We could bond the revenue. We could dedicate that revenue to different programming or resources that we think are necessary. But it would just be one thing, as you know, government always prefers is revenue streams when possible. Because a reoccurring revenue stream is a real precious thing, which allows us to fund things for an extended period of time. And certainly, if we had the ability to that secured revenue, we would have the ability to do a lot of things with it and incorporate that into the public budget in a transparent way. What's really very telling is that in the rush to secure that original continuation, one of the contingencies was giving the mayor of the city of New Orleans exclusive control over it with no council oversight. That was very telling, Newell, because under the previous trust, the council had oversight. That was something this mayor added in that didn't even exist before this mayor.
But how do you are there other funds that the city receives that the council has no oversight over?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
or isn't it a general statement in the city charter that that's part of your role?
Generally speaking, when it comes to revenue allocation and budgeting, it's all the council. There are occasionally different revenue streams, a lot of which come from the state level, where there are different boards that have oversight. If those boards right. are primarily mayoral appointees, then the mayor kind of has oversight. But for most part, if money comes into the city for the city's exclusive use, the council has authority over it.
Do you find it odd that the mayor's mentality in dealing with other buckets of money, themed as fair share, that has anyone asked her about the fair share relative to WISC?
Well, I think the idea, generally speaking, I mean, to answer your question straightly, it's very hypocritical, because when you're talking to private industry, with the fight we had, aggressive negotiation when I was in the legislature with the hotel motel industry, with the entertainment hospitality industry to secure those monies for infrastructure, it was about what is the highest and best use for public funds. When you look at how Wisner has been handled, it is absolutely the opposite of fair share. It's my share.
Yeah, it's amazing how we get to pick and choose our outlook, our mentality, our approach to these different buckets of money, right? It just doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't at all.
And now we are faced, and I don't know if you want to talk about it at all or opine on it, but she's repeating the same behavior again. I mean, just most recently with the announcement of the promotion list with NOPD, she goes and interjects herself in it. And I don't know why. Nobody seems to understand why. Accuses her deputy chiefs of exercising bias, which that's not a healthy thing, right? I mean, that doesn't do a lot for the confidence of the that people will have in the NOPD, and just let that float out there and not ever, you know, articulate what it is that she's talking about. What bias?
No, I mean, I think the challenge when you look at how the whole entire promotion scandal has rolled out is, and I don't want to, I think it's really important to say this specifically, we haven't had a new major in the NOPD in over, I want to say 20 years, Noel. New majors.
Yeah, right.
A new major exam. And part of the conversation this council had with my lead, with Chief Kirkpatrick, is you can't have this many captains not supervised by majors. And the idea that was created in the Landry administration of like politically appointed deputy chiefs, that's fine and dandy, but there's a specific organizational structure that includes the major position. What really bothered me, and it buried the lead, is we, for the first time in two decades, have new majors that were on the cusp of being announced. And that was a huge morale boost to the officers, because majors are promoted on merit, not on political appointment. So you had two new majors coming online, six new captains. The first promotions in either of those fields in a decade, because captains, we haven't had new captains in forever. And in an instance, because when you're as an officer looking at that, these are the positions where the promotions by merit, not by who you know. The moment they're about to get announced, you have a political person intercede because they don't like who was picked and say, bias happened. Well, honestly, the entire process of selecting those individuals is less biased than a mayor picking a chief and a mayor dictating the chiefs which deputy chiefs can be there. It's the least biased selection process there is by its design. And not just that, to your point, if you're going to say there's bias, well, then say what the bias is and say how it happened.
Well,
you
let
can't
me
just
ask
say, I don't like the people that were picked. It's biased.
Let me ask the question this way. I think I know you pretty well, right? We've known each other a long time. Let's assume for a moment you're a deputy chief, and this mayor accuses you of participating or engaging in a process that has exhibited bias. I don't know that you sit back and not say anything. I know I wouldn't.
I can imagine
JP giving one of the best speeches he would ever have given in his life if he was accused of that.
Well, but the difference is, one, she didn't identify where the bias happened, so she didn't name a deputy chief that did the bias.
But that's even worse, because it's like all of y'all involved in bias.
But remember, those deputy chiefs, they don't have civil service protection. So it would be more appropriate if you had an appointed major or appointed captain, they would be in a position to call out the mayor on the bias, because they would be protected in doing so. You're not going to see a deputy chief step out there, because a mayor can demote a deputy chief.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating for certain. As always, JP, I love the conversation. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. Hope you and your family had a great Halloween evening last evening, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you, sir. JP Morrell, City Councilman at Large, City of New Orleans. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!